The name Amotekun was coined from an animal called leopard in English language. Leopard, by nature, is a silent creature, but agile and, in fact, the strongest of the big cats. The establishment of the Operation Amotekun followed several meetings by the Southwest governors over the increasing rate of crime in the region. According to the chairman of the Southwest Governors Forum and Ondo State Governor, Mr. Rotimi Akeredolu, Amotekun was created to complement efforts of the conventional internal security agencies in reducing crime and criminality in the Southwest. He said the outfit would serve as local information and intelligence gathering for processing and use by the conventional security agencies. It consists of local hunters, vigilante, and members of the Odua People's Congress, OPC, who are to hand over any culprit to the police and other security agencies for further prosecutions. Meanwhile, the creation of Amotekun attracted different reactions and comments from various quarters. Amongst such is the Attorney General of Nigeria, Justice Abubakar Malami. Justice Malami had allegedly faulted the security outfit, describing it as illegal.
If you have a plan for something, to which it factor the constitutional legality into it for it to stand. So provided there is a violation relating to constitutional compliance, I think the right thing to do is to ensure constitutionality and legality both in spirit, in planning, concept and consummation.
The position of the Attorney General had also generated reactions from stakeholders in the Southwest, which led to a series of meetings and a peaceful protest recently in the region. But the question on the lips of many people is, can Operation Amotekun achieve the intended purpose or otherwise? A security expert based in Abuja, Dr. Adebayo Shodunke, said Amotekun operation will bring the southwestern part of the country together to collectively deal with security challenges irrespective of socio-political and religious differences.
There'll be interstate cooperation because we can then share intelligence and information about criminal activities, criminal groups, and that will foster unity and cooperation within the state. So I think it's something that the federal government should key into.
Dr. Shodunke urged the federal government to see Amotekun as one of the instruments to fight insecurity rather than a threat. Another security expert in Lagos, Mr. Dayo Obatola, who said the creation of Amotekun was a good development at ensuring a safe and secured society, urged members of the outfit not to abuse it.
It's a subtle way of accepting state policing, which is something that we have clamored for a very long time. If you have Operation Amotekun focusing on Southwest, there will be effective security within these locations. Yes, there are going to be some disadvantages of it, but the advantages actually are higher than the disadvantage.
Just yesterday at a meeting with the Vice President, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, and Southwest Governors with the Attorney General in attendance, it was agreed that the Amotekun outfit should be given a legal framework. In Ibadan, Rashida Makinde for Radio Nigeria.